In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the setting thereof, my name is great among the nations, and in every place, saith the Lord, sacrifice is made, and a clean oblation offered to my name. As I mentioned to you two nights ago, this devotion of the 40 hours began some 500 years ago in Milan. It began first as a fervent prayer for the deliverance of Christendom from the threat of Turkish invasion. But once the immediate threat of Mohammedan attack was averted, this devotion was maintained not only in Milan but in cities throughout Europe, and with the practice, as I noted for you, of one parish beginning as soon as another would finish, so that in some places the devotion of the 40 hours would go all year round from one parish to the next. And if it began as a prayer of supplication for deliverance from the infidel, it later on would become primarily in Europe a prayer of reparation for the sin and scandal of Catholics, which was only driving a deeper rift in formerly Catholic Europe, as it split now asunder into Catholic and Protestant. Particular attention was paid to this time in which we find ourselves now, the time known as Carnevale. Even if the religious observance of Europe has now faded away, you can still find vestiges of what went on in the past. In some parts of Europe, where Carnevale or Mardi Gras was most fervently celebrated, you find today still vestiges of the practice that existed. That is, as soon as the Feast of the Epiphany was over, already people would begin to celebrate this great farewell to the flesh, for that is the meaning of the word Carnevale. This was done, nevertheless, with a mind to the fact that everyone, without exception, had to submit to the universal law of penance, starting on Ash Wednesday. The idea was to get in your fun before the 40 days of rigor began. Thus, the meaning of these days of penance is now largely lost on the world, for we do not find any change in behavior in the world from the day before Ash Wednesday to the day after. If we do penance during these days, it is not so much for what is done in the 40 hours leading up to Ash Wednesday, but rather for what is not done in the 40 days leading up to Easter. Already in his day, Don Geranger, I will speak more about this tomorrow, lamented the fact that Lent was no longer observed with great fervor in the Christian world. And he notes that this, more than anything else, robs us of the joy of Easter. It is only by observing a fervent Lent that we can hope to rejoice at the empty tomb. All of you who have taken part now in the devotion of the 40 hours, obtain your plenary indulgence, and also obtain priceless graces to begin your Lent well, to begin filled with the grace of God, and thus burning in your hearts with charity, which was the indispensable condition for a fervent Lent. None of our penitential practices, as St. Paul will tell us tomorrow, matter anything if they are not done out of a fervent love for God and a love of our neighbor for God's sake. This love is not possible to obtain in our hearts except through the grace of Christ, which comes through the sacraments, and most especially through that greatest of all sacraments, the sacrament around which, as St. Thomas tells us, all the other sacraments revolve, the sacrament of Holy Eucharist. Further, in that school of St. Thomas, we are taught that if we obtain the graces for salvation by assisting at Holy Mass and receiving fervently Holy Communion, it is normally by our devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, that is, by our frequent visits to the Blessed Sacrament and the holy hours we make, the time we assist at adoration, it is by these exercises that we obtain ordinarily all of the actual graces of which we have need to perform any good works throughout the day. It is only by getting down on our knees and laying ourselves before our Lord in the Eucharistic host that we draw those graces which enable us to perform good works on a regular basis. Every time we know we have a trial to endure, every time we know that heroic virtue will be asked of us, we must not cease to place ourselves before the real presence, as we have done these past 40 hours, and implore those priceless graces for all good works, for our final perseverance, and for eternal life. Amen.